So on Thursdays, we do the best of the Midwest on the John Williams Show here on WGN. I'm the John Williams, and today, rather than sending you to northern Michigan or Minnesota or southern Indiana, we're staying closer to Chicago. On our Best of the Midwest series today, it's the Walworth County Fair, which is there in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. So yeah, maybe very near to you if you're downtown Chicago, maybe a couple of hours, but what a nice drive that will be to, I think it's the largest and oldest county fair in the state of Wisconsin. I think I heard that on their commercial. Did I get that right, Greg? Is it the, Larry, did I get that right?
It's the largest county fair in the state of Wisconsin. It's almost the oldest. Almost, but not the oldest. I think Waukesha County Fair is the oldest.
Never heard of them.
I've never heard of them either.
That's Larry Gaffey. He's the general manager of the Walworth County Fairgrounds. Also in our studio is Melody Judge, the marketing director of the fair. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So you didn't have to market it during the pandemic, right? Were you guys open last year and running?
Yes, we were.
Good.
We had a record year. And it's interesting, a lot of food vendors that are in this industry that travel around the country, last year was a record year for them. And,
just like everybody wanting to get back out.
So they've thrown that statistic out, and they work with 2019 numbers, which are more realistic these days. So
what's an example of somebody then that travels the country selling food at fairs?
Corn dog vendors. There's we have a vendor that does steak sundaes, where they layer in like french fries and cheese and steak and things like that, and it looks like a sundae, but they travel all over the country selling that, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. For some of those unique fair foods, you don't find them anywhere else. That guy then packs up and then he goes to Pennsylvania and wherever else.
They make a fine living doing it.
I wonder. You know, it's funny because I'm from Minnesota, spent years there, and there's a chocolate chip cookie vendor at the state fair there who people think is rich selling chocolate chip cookies at the fair.
They sell like a million at that fair.
Yeah.
A million chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, and then I think she has a real nice home in Florida. But you guys have, are you selling pickles or do you have a pickle contest?
We have a pickle contest for kids between 9 and 17 years old, and they homemade pickles. They bring in a jar, and we have three certified judges, and the winning jar of pickles, the child wins $5,000 in cash.
And that was last year.
Yes. And this year again, now we're doing
vegetables. We're switching it up, veggies.
Pickled vegetables. So it can't be a cucumber. And then we've got a birdhouse contest, too, that a Tannis Construction sponsored, $5,000 for a kid who builds the best birdhouse. But it can't be just any birdhouse. There's a naturalist that will be judging it to make sure that it's proper for a certain type of bird. And then, of course, construction quality and all that.
And how much does the kid win on that?
$5,000.
Do they have to? Is that a scholarship? Or?
No. It's just cash.
You can go buy Hershey bars with it if
that's
they
right.
want.
Yep.
Which I love that, by the way. I mean, you know, I'll worry about education someday, but let me have some money. I'll go buy some sneakers.
You bet.
Or a bicycle or something.
They choose
like
to spend
that.
It on school, great. But
yeah, we're not saying you
buy
shouldn't.
Buy a car.
Is there another contest that you have this year?
Yes.
Plein Air at the fair is new this year, and we're bringing in, we opened up entries to artists. We have some coming in from Michigan, of course, Wisconsin, Illinois, but they'll be painting, open air painting, starting Wednesday, which is opening day of the fair, and also Thursday morning, and then judging for that is
like
on Thursday. It's
fair.
A scene at the fair. What
they
see.
They have to paint something at the fair?
Correct. And they can be in the barns where the animals are. They can be out where in the midway. They can be wherever, you know, that they want to paint the scene. And the grand prize for that is $1,000.
We'll be auctioning those paintings, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice touch. Yes. This is the Walworth County Fair, August 31st through September 5th. Think Elkhorn, think Lake Geneva, right?
Right.
I mean,
just
how far are you from Lake Geneva?
Like, what, 7 miles?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you've got the fairgrounds there, and then I presume you've got the agricultural element, the rock and roll element, the tractor pull element.
Yeah, monster trucks, tractor pulls, concerts. We've got Foreigner. One night, Hailstorm, another night, Josh Turner, Phil Vassar, another night. The largest demolition derby in the state of Wisconsin. There'll be 120 cars in this demolition derby.
The largest demolition derby in the state of Illinois is the Eisenhower.
That's
a joke about our traffic. That's kind of fun. I didn't know they still did demo derbies.
Oh, yeah.
What
a
hoot.
It's nuts.
I did a play-by-play of a tractor pull, which is that how I remember it? It's a souped-up tractor, and it pulls a sled. And the farther the sled goes, the more the weight shifts, the harder it is to pull.
Yes.
So it's how far can that tractor pull the sled.
That's right.
Very loud.
We also do antique tractor pulls.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
What are the other features that you're really excited about folks coming up for?
New this year, I'm just going to jump right in here. New this year is the ride that everybody is talking about for kids and maybe for families is combine rides.
Yeah. Like that you combine corn with.
So you have an actual combine?
We have eight of them.
Like
farmers are donating their time and they're bringing out their combines and giving kids rides.
Now, you don't have a field for them to combine.
No.
But you're going to drive it around some field or lottery or whatever.
Around our horse track.
I was in my friend George Butel's combine one time, not that long ago, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
The machinery that is.
It truly is.
Technology into that, the moving parts that are in that.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
That'd be a great education for city folks, for suburbanites.
Yeah. There's a lot of kids. I mean, there's not as many people connected directly to agriculture these days. And so we love to be able to create opportunities for kids that don't have access to see where food comes from.
Reminds me of the touch the truck thing that a lot of communities do now, where the municipalities will park all of the municipal trucks and vehicles and even bring in combines and monster trucks, and then kids get to climb on them, play with the steering wheel, and learn about them. So as a kid, my son loved watching the garbage truck come by.
Oh.
And if we could have climbed in there, he would have, you know. So this is sort of a bringing the industry to the people is a good idea.
Right. Yeah, we have large implement dealers, tractors, dealerships, that sort of bringing in large equipment too that people will be able to see. And connection to agriculture, it's important. That's our mission. But we entertain as well.
How do you pay for it? Do I get a wristband when I go in? Are there special discounts?
You can buy your tickets at walworthcountyfair.com, and advance tickets are a little cheaper than the days of the fair. It's adults are $10, kids are $5. Kids 4 and under are free. Seniors are $8 on certain days. I think three days of the fair: Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we have a huge carnival company there. They're selling ride wristbands for $30, unlimited rides, that sort of thing. It's a lot to take in a day. I mean, you would not be able to see all of it in a day, that's for sure.
Do you recommend people have an agenda, or is it best just to wander aimlessly the fairgrounds?
Well, you've been to the sandwich fair. I have too. It's fun to wander that fair, and because I'd never been to it before. And I think that's the fun thing at our fair. It's just wander around.
To kind of wander your way
around. Look around corners.
I know the feel of the sandwich fair because it's a small town, but it has one of the biggest and best county fairs in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You don't have to have a plan. Just kind of go experience the town and the fair. It's really old-fashioned that way.
If you have a favorite sort of domestic animal, farm animal, I mean, there's judging that happens with the pigs and the dairy cattle and the beef cattle and the chickens and rabbits and all of that stuff.
Do you guys have pork chop on a stick?
We do.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've got, I don't think there's a food you could think of.
Elephant ears?
For sure.
Yeah.
Of course.
That guy's getting rich too. That guy who drives around does elephant ears. I'm gonna quit my job tomorrow and do that.
We've known each other for a year now. Not very well. We're just kind of acquaintances. But, you know, I know that you run.
A little bit.
And I know you probably eat healthy most of the time, right?
Yeah.
So we have that in common. We run and eat. I run a fairgrounds and eat cream puffs and corn dogs.
You eat fair food.
I do. I eat a corn dog every day at the fair.
Yes, you do.
That's a beautiful thing. I like a brat. I like a pork chop on a stick. The corn on a cob on a stick is good at a fair. And these are sort of treats that you don't always avail yourself, but you go, I'm at the fair. This is what you're supposed to do.
It's a treat.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Cinnamon rolls. Unbelievable cinnamon rolls.
Do you have any sort of singing or dancing contests? You've got concerts. Are there other kinds of competitions at the fair this year?
Oh, we have some of the things that you might read about, or Mark Twain might talk about, like pie eating contests and
really
milk chugging contests and
cream
all
puff
sorts of
eating
like
contests for the kids.
And the theme of the fair this year is Be Happy, B-E-E, like a honeybee.
I got the t-shirt here. It's
so
lovely.
Every day we have some sort of a bee-related contest for patrons. You don't have to enter. You just show up. And it might be, you know, the most bedazzled fair patron or the most whatever bee themed. And every day we have something like that. So, yeah, there's contests all the time. You know, and the thing that I think that stands out, our fair stands out, is the amount of participation from kids. you know, we have right now, I don't know what the youth numbers are, but total open entries, youth entries from quilts to cows is around 14,000.
I'll be darned.
Isn't that something?
What a nice thing.
Yeah, and the leadership that kids have in the county, it's really outstanding.
That's a way to grow your base too, right? If a kid has a good experience when they're 10, they're going to go for 80 more years to your fair.
That's right. Yep. We interviewed a couple. We have a podcast called Beyond the Barns. And we interviewed a couple that were in their 80s. They own a farm stand up in Pierce's Farm Stand in Wisconsin, not too far from Elkhorn. And she's been to the fair every year of her life except once. And that was when polio came out and her parents wouldn't let her come. But there's so many families like that around Walnut
And there's
County.
Many couples that who have met at the fair.
My son got married at the fair.
Yes.
Really?
Yep, last year.
You're just
year.
Making that up.
No. He's in the Marine Corps.
He didn't
Corps.
Have to, you know. I mean, he could have gone
Well,
somewhere.
He was in love. He called me up Thursday during the fair. He's in the Marines, and he's Lieutenant Marines, and he said, Dad, I got to get married. And I'm like, uh-oh. And he goes, no. The gal I'm engaged to, she's in the Marines as well, and we're going to get stationed in separate stations. We need to get married this weekend. I said, well, it's the fair's going on. I can't really break away. I said, no, do it at the fair. So we had a Marine wedding at the county fair on Sunday during the fair last year.
That's right. In the gazebo in the park.
Yeah.
You guys should do that every year. I'm going to cry. That sounds kind
we
of...
We do. We have people come back and spend their vacations during the Walworth County Fair. Yep. That is how special... This place is the fair is for so many people.
They take like a 2 weeks vacation to volunteer at the fair.
Where do you park? You got a big
free
lot.
Parking, yeah. Plenty. Yeah, that's one of the other neat thing about that fairgrounds is the amount of parking we have, and it's free. Yeah. So
well, this doesn't sound like fun at all. So
we'll see you there.
we have a great and so many things, you know, with all the entertainment. So we'll see you there.
Yeah, and a foreigner. What night? So if I'm coming for the rock and roll, I guess it's all on the schedule I got in front of me here.
Foreigner's on Sunday night, the night before Labor Day. So
you're not supposed to say it that way. You're supposed to say foreigner.
Foreigner.
On Sunday.
Yeah,
night.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's nice that the kids are so involved. One last question before I let you two go. If I did want to sign up for something, is it too late? If I wanted to enroll my kid in a pie eating contest or the birdhouse contest,
Birdhouse contest is closed, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The pickle thing is still open.
The
pickled vegetables.
Perfectly pickled.
And then the pie eating and all those things, you can sign up that day. We've got pedal pull tractor. We got little pedal pulls for
sweet
kids.
Sweet corn eating contests.
Yes. And the kids that pedal pull the tractors. That's a lot of fun, too. Yeah, that reminds me of some of my old fairs.
If you go to walworthcountyfair.com and just you'll be able to, you'll see the schedule. There's so much to talk about.
It really is. It's Walworth, W-A-L-W-O-R-T-H, Walworth County Fair. WalworthCountyFairgrounds.com will get you there as well. And if you're coming up from Chicago, just imagine what? I'm going to point my brain to Lake Geneva, Elkhorn, Wisconsin, that area.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Well, nice to see you again, Larry. Well done. You talk up a good fair, my friend.
It is a good fair. Thanks, John.
And it's nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks both for coming in. That's also Melody Judge, the marketing director, and Larry Gaffey, the general manager of the Walworth County Fairgrounds. It's our Best of the Midwest series.